yoga for your mind combined with a Spartacus moment. It's the Steve Gerber Show.
Yeah, careful. You could witness my Spartacus moment right here on the air today. Just you know, see what happens. So here it is. Not one of the people that Christine Blasey Ford said was at this party in 1982 with Brett Kavanaugh say they were there. They're all like, no, I have no idea what you're talking about. And then there's this new woman, Ramirez, coming out saying, oh, he exposed himself to me at a party in 1983. And the people that she named said, no, I have no idea what you're talking about. But she's demanding an FBI investigation. This is how far off the rails we have gone. And Mazie Hirono, the senator from Hawaii, has made it clear. This is not about Brett Kavanaugh. This is about abortion. Liz Peek is here, columnist for Fox News and the Fiscal Times. Liz, welcome back.
Good morning. Happy to join you.
I mean, is this where we are in America? The smear job, the accusation is guilt, and therefore will destroy Brett Kavanaugh. I'm going to tell you right now. I think his chances of getting confirmed are less than 50-50 now.
I would agree with that because the polling is dropping very sharply. And I think, you know, I really think there are a lot of terrible repercussions from this. Number one, I think Judge Kavanaugh is a very good man who has been smeared by his political opponents based on unsubstantiated rumors, the kind of, not rumors, but reports and accusations, the kind of thing that never before in our country's history has been taken so seriously. And I think, by the way, I'm writing a piece about this, which will be out today, that this is terrible for the women's movement, for this so-called Me Too movement.
Oh, it's awful.
If accusations are going to be taken as fact, and it's not enough to, and you can't defend yourself against unprovable smears like this, I think people are going to begin to view this as a really terrible movement.
Oh, it's awful. Here's
the thing. Utterly resentful.
Anybody who has a son, a brother, an uncle, a father, you know, they're going to say, now, wait a second.
That's
all it takes
right.
is an allegation from 35 years ago at a beer party when I was in high school to destroy a person's life. An alleged beer party, by the way. But I'm going to tell you what I believe. I believe this motivates evangelicals in a way that the left doesn't want. I don't think they get it. Because Mazie Hirono's right. A lot of this is about abortion. And this will get complacent Republicans off their couch and to the polling place because they're like, now, wait a second. You can't just steal a Supreme Court nomination based on empty charges. There's nothing here. Four for four, Dr. Ford has been shot down. And this new woman, Ramirez, everybody else says, no, I knew this woman well, close friends for 30 years. She's never mentioned such a thing.
Right.
And on and on.
I think it's, again, I think that these are charges that look to be coordinated, if not just politically opportune. Over the weekend, I was reading, and I've got to go back and find this, something put out by Yale law professors, I think the university, a letter with all of them signing on saying Judge Kavanaugh is not fit to be on the bench. I mean, Yale seems to be a real hotbed of opposition to the judge. And let's face it, the opposition is simply they don't like his politics. That's what this is all about.
Well,
so
let's go
they're
farther.
Pulling out all stops to keep him from being on the bench because that really his appointment, unlike Neil Gorsuch, who filled an already conservative seat and so therefore didn't change the complexion of the court, Kavanaugh will do that. And if they don't allow him on and if Republicans hold the Senate, they may end up with someone far worse from their point of view.
Well, that's right, because there are two people that were in the final four. A gentleman that I thought was a solid candidate to begin with, Amal Thapar from Kentucky, who I think is a terrific justice and extremely conservative and of Indian background, would be the first Indian descent judge to sit on the high court. And, of course, Amy Coney Barrett. Now,
yeah.
What are you going to do with her?
Yeah.
You going to attack her for exposing herself?
There won't be any allegations about her, and she is avowedly anti-abortion. So I actually believe that Kavanaugh is telling the truth when he says that he considers Roe v. Wade and other decisions unpopular with the evangelical community as settled law. I think they are so stupid to go after this guy because I think they will find, like Roberts, that yes, he's like Scalia is a very strict constitutionalist, but he is not someone who particularly wants to throw over our society.
Well, here's the thing. When you look at Heitkamp in North Dakota, Donnelly in Indiana, McCaskill in Missouri, I've been saying for a long time, all this does is strengthen my belief that the Republicans will pick up between four and six seats in the United States Senate. Florida is going to be a bonus to them. And if you look to the polling in New Jersey, Menendez is leading by a whopping 2 points.
Yeah.
I mean, so if New Jersey's in play and they have to sink a bunch of money into New Jersey, the Democrats are in deep peril here. And if the Republicans walk away, even with 53 or 54 seats, then the next nominee is coming. And it's going to happen.
I agree with you. And I haven't really seen it. I mean, I think that the Democrats are applauding themselves for making gains in the House, but I don't really see the Senate as anything but a win for the Republicans. I agree with you 100%.
Absolutely true. And so I believe that you will have a Supreme Court justice not seated by the 1st of October, because, again, I think that Kavanaugh's chance of survival here is less than 50-50 now, right or wrong, and I think that it's wrong. But a new Supreme Court justice should be seated by the time the new Congress sits down. What do you think?
No, I think it's very possible. And, again, they're they're not probably going to like what they see. So, you know what? Fie upon them. I think this has been, from day one, a hit job on a man who has really led an exemplary life and had a brilliant career. And if they don't like Kavanaugh, I mean, I really, if I were the Republicans or the White House, I would come up with someone far worse to test them the next time around.
Well, certainly, you know, and here's one other scenario for you to try on for size. Liz Peek with us from Fox News. So I see your columns all the time, Liz. You're getting a lot of really good bylines, by the way.
Thank you.
Here's another scenario. Let's say, for the sake of argument, the Democrats do control the U.S. Senate by a seat for the next couple of years. And, okay, so they say, basically, we're not going to fill that seat for 2 years. And then something happens to the health of Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And all of a sudden, of course, a 4-3 court. Then what?
Well, that, and that, of course, should be their biggest worry, is that Ginsburg is not going to last forever. And, frankly, Obama should have convinced her to retire when he was president and had control of the Senate, which was brief, admittedly. But they are looking at, yes, if Trump is reelected and the Republicans hold the Senate, this will be a really sort of unchangeable complexion to the Supreme Court for decades.
Well,
and that's
well,
why
what could happen is he could end up with a
gone to the mat, because they see that coming.
Well, he could end up with a 7-2 court.
Yeah.
Can you? And that's what's really going on here. That's why, you know, the left has been unable to get its policies through, because nobody would support it in the legislatures of this country. And so now the one tool that they've had at their disposal all this time is using the court to push their agenda, whatever that is, on a daily basis.
You're exactly right. And, in fact, under Obama, because he lost both houses of Congress, he resorted to executive actions, which were almost universally turned over by the Supreme Court, even as it stood then. In one of those years, 2016 or 15, he had something like 6 unanimous orders or agreements against him from the Supreme Court, and that included 2 of his justices, Kagan and Sotomayor.
And
so
let's
you're
keep
completely
in mind,
right. They have been legislating through the bench, and this will come to an end.
And it got no press, those things you just pointed out to speak of. But out of all of this, I do have a new villain, you know, Mazzy Hirono. I mean, this what a piece of work this person is. I'll give you the last word. And your prediction.
Yes.
Does Kavanaugh survive or not?
She is insulting to men. She is creating yet another division in our country, which Lord knows we don't need, which is basically pitting women against men. And, again, nothing could be worse for women. Men still control a lot of important positions in this country, and all they are doing, they're just becoming, if I were a man, I'd be resentful as hell that all of this stuff can be taken seriously.
Resentful as hell and willing to vote. Liz Peek, always a pleasure. You're the best.
All right. Thanks so much.
There you have it. Liz Peek from FoxNews.com, the Fiscal Times. New byline from her coming out today. You're listening to The Steve Gruber Show.
Michigan residents are targeted for identity theft more often than the rest of the country. It's a fact. But did you know the Michigan Chamber has an identity theft protection solution designed to help Michigan Chamber members and their employees? It's true. And it's the best data protection you can get today. There are only 2 kinds of people: those that have had their data stolen and those that will. The Michigan Chamber is here to help you defend yourself and your employees from getting robbed. Go to SteveGruber.com. Click on the Michigan Chamber logo to learn more and get started. Protect yourself with the Michigan Chamber Identity Theft Protection Solution.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a bear sighting.
Location?
My backyard.
Oh, your backyard.
Try telling a bear that.
I did, and this bear talked back.
Talking bear, that's rich.
No, wait, it was Smokey Bear.
Smokey?
Why didn't you say so?
I did say so.
Continue.
I was burning yard waste.
No, boy.
He told me to burn legally and responsibly, and to remember that if it's too hot to touch, it's too hot to leave.
And as always, he's right. You know, 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
Yeah, I know that now.
Thanks to me.
Actually, thanks to Smokey.
As usual, the talking bear gets all the credit. Always burn responsibly and contact your local fire department for open burning regulations. Because 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Do you know what a concussion looks like? Did you know that 9 times out of 10, a concussion doesn't knock someone out? The signs and symptoms of a concussion sometimes don't manifest themselves until after the game. So learn what to look for. Visit the MHSA website and click on Education for more information. A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics.